Okay, I just bought a laptop to take my written notes and organize them on the computer. And it didn't cost me very much money, but my Yeah, I know. But my question is, I've asked you this before, but I'm going to ask you again, because I have so many. Hold on. I have so many.
That's the funniest thing. That's the funniest thing we ever heard in our whole entire life. That's great, honey. That's good. You got to get a scanner. No, wait. It gets better. You got to get a scanner and take your notebooks and page after page after page. You can scan it in there, and then it'll be there forever. Then you won't have to know a thing. It'll know for you. It's fabulous. We think that is fabulous. You've done a great job. That's wonderful. And you don't need any money, honey. The tech buddy will give you the money to buy technology. Don't worry about that. They don't. They'll finance it. They don't pay nothing. You got that? That's great. That's good. Okay. That's good. That's pretty good.
Hold on. My question is, if I put the computer in the Faraday cage with my flash drives, are they going to survive the EMP or not?
Probably not, really. Probably not, really. Nothing is. That's the whole point.
But I thought we could still, if we have things stored on our personal devices, we'd still have access to those, and the tech body doesn't have access to those. But what you're saying is the EMP is just going to knock out everything, and nothing's going to work.
Yeah.
No matter how.
Wait. An EMP is going to knock off electricity. How are you going to charge it?
With cold fusion and cold play.
Okay.
Right.
Well, great. Great. Congratulations. That's fine. But the magnetized pulse is probably going to wipe everything. There's a couple of few exceptions with some hard drives that are double backed stored, and they might even be corrupted. But there's a lot of old stuff that Dr. Dean has that's going to have to be, you won't believe. I mean, if you went through what she's gone through to make sure everything is secure, Lord, suffering cats, you think, wow, you know, the Library of Congress is probably more vulnerable than she is. But, she's real secure. And all this other chatter, we could say, don't get too carried away with it. It's not like tomorrow, so engage it. You can play with it. It's fine. I mean, even floppy disk. Who remembers floppy disk? Zip drives. Who remembers all that foolishness? Some of those things would still even be affected by that outcome.
Okay. I only spent $100 for my notes.
You ain't heard nothing burning down.
Okay.
It's fine, but it's so hysterical after we just made the little speech about the power and putting it in the fire and giving it back and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You gotta give me that. That's pretty good.
I get it.
So, enjoy that side of it, but you ain't going to hurt nothing because you probably got a minute before that hits. So enjoy it. There's nothing wrong with it. And if you lose it, you ain't lost. Like you said, you ain't lost much.
Okay, so I'm very unclear about how this EMP is going to happen. Is that going to be a result of a solar flare?
No, they won't
or
call it that.
Else.
Ask Bob. So he's doing it. Ask Bob. Ask Bob. He'll tell you what he wants you to know.
Okay. I'll ask him after the call. All right. So
that'll be fun. He'll try to beg out of that one. I don't know. I don't have a clue. Yeah. Punch a little more. They asking about Los Alamos. Better ask again.